So just as a reminder, I'm going to read you my current favorite definition of resilience again that you've heard over and over. Resilience can be viewed as a defense mechanism which enables people to thrive in the face of adversity. So we are aiming here not just to make it through alive, but to actually thrive. So last week we discussed converting states into traits. You'll remember that. And how UM and mindfulness meditation is particularly well suited to do that. And we also reviewed that resilience comes down to, it doesn't come down to, it's complicated, but is traits that we can train ourselves to have. And that they can be divided into three categories, which are positivity, what I've called self-determined action or lifestyle, and or lifestyle, and connection. Today, I want to look at one aspect of the self-determined action. And by self-determined, this is my way of trying to get away from the jargon that is used in the literature, which is about an internal locus of control. Not locust, but locus. And an internal locus of control is when you feel that you have some, what's the word? You have some ability to make decisions about your situation. Maybe you can't change the situation, you can't make it what you want it to be. But in contrast, an external locus of there, I've said it now. External locus of control would be feeling helpless, feeling the victim. Marilyn will be joining us in a moment. Excellent. Feeling like there's nothing I can do, circumstances are against me, fate is against me, blah, blah, blah. What we want to train is an internal locus of control where we feel like we can have some effect on our own life, which would include being adaptable, being able to do even little things, to be able to determine things that you can do that are helpful. And then, of course, this would lead to you being able to take effective and appropriate action. I think that probably all of us, I don't want to jump to conclusions, but probably all of us have had times when we felt completely helpless. Like everything I do goes wrong. The world is out to get me. I may not think that literally, but it feels like it. And it's like, what's the point if I try and do anything? It's not going to work anyway. And because of this negativity bias that I keep mentioning, that is what we tend to remember. We tend to remember the negative, unpleasant experiences more than the positive ones. So I can think about the times when I felt like nothing's going to work and start to believe that that's always the case. But of course, it's not always the case, is it? Sometimes we have taken action, even if it's tiny action. But there are times when we have not just thrown our arms up in despair. And so I would like to start tonight by thinking about some of those times, because one of the best ways to believe that you have self-efficacy or control over aspects of your circumstances is to see in the past where you've already done that and to see that, yes, you have self-efficacy. I should have actually said this at the beginning. Does everyone have access easily to a notebook or a scrap of paper or something? So you can write some things down. Excellent. Okay. All right. Oh, you got a huge notebook. I hope you fill it tonight. So what I want to do to start with is think back over, over your whole life, if you want to. Think back to situations which were challenging and in which you did something that now you consider to have done the right thing. I don't mean the moral thing, but I mean you did something that helped you in that situation, despite it being a challenge. It could be some form of self-care, or asking for help, or eating a lot of chocolate ice cream, if that's what you needed at the time. Or it could be trying to change the situation, or doing practical things. It could be leaving a bad environment. Anything like that, anything at all. Think about some things that you've done. And I'm not saying that has solved the problem, but there might have been some big challenge, and at least you remember to blank. Or maybe you did solve the whole challenge. That's great too. So have a think about that. Write some things down, and if you want to, you can type them in the chat, because that might trigger some memories for other people. And, it needn't be anything profound. I've just put down called a friend. And I'm going to read these because I'm posting the audio of these sessions and not the video. So, anyway, the text doesn't get recorded. So if anyone wants to listen later, take a walk. And go outside. Good. Ask for help. Refrain from poor eating. One of my go-tos is to not eat as healthily as I could. So sometimes I remember not to binge on the M&Ms. Go and talk to a friend. Journal. That's a good one. I don't do that very often anymore. I used to journal a lot. Sometimes the best thing you can do is to just run away. Ask if it is really so. Do you want to clarify that? I think I know what you mean, but I don't want to assume.
Sometimes I get into a bit of storytelling. And I have to stop and go, okay, is that really happening? Is that what really somebody thinks? Somebody did something, anything? No.
Excellent. Right. Is this really what's happening, or am I making up a story? Any other actions you can think of that you've taken? Okay, well, maybe other things will come to mind because I'm sure that we've all survived more than we think we have. And it's interesting that even I know that I have, and I'm trying to think, what have I done? I can't even think of it. But I know I've done stuff. It must be that negativity bias again. But this is great to see that we've done this much. Oh, and I noticed that there's some themes here. We've got go and talk to a friend, ask for help, call the friend. So that connection is important. Taking a walk, going outside, that would be, and refraining from poor eating falls into, I think, a category of taking care of our body. As well as possibly our emotions, certainly journaling would be in that category. Asking if it's really so, that's a really good one. I like that. I'm not sure which category I would put that into. You know how much I love categorizing. But there are three things that are sort of commonly brought up if you look into. Oh, who's running? Sean. Okay, you're going to go to your meeting. Good for you. The recording will be up later on. Bye-bye. Yeah, if you do a little research on how to develop resilience, there's often three things, or how to deal with challenges. There's often three things that come up, which are taking care of your body, taking care of your emotions, and staying connected. And those are the things that we've done naturally. So that's good. But I don't know about you. Again, I don't want to assume, but like I just said, I'm having trouble remembering things to actually do. I'm not even in a challenge situation, really. And I can't think of what are good things to do when I'm in a challenging situation. So I think it's good to make lists. And I think I've mentioned in the past, I might have mentioned to you about my hidden in the closet depression list. I should actually put it back up, but in previous houses, I've had taped to the wall behind all my clothes a list of things to do when I feel myself starting to slip back into depression. And it would have things like exercise, eat well, call a friend, or socialize. And there are a bunch of other things on it too. Because I could never remember in the midst of, what would you call it, a depression flare-up. I would never remember what I was supposed to do, but I could look at this list. So I think perhaps now we can start thinking of things to put on our list, to have nearby that we can do when things get challenging in the next few weeks. And these can be really specific if you have specific challenges coming up, like, leaving the room when you feel like you're about to explode at your relative, or not overindulging on the mince pies. Although I think that can actually be emotional care to overindulge from time to time. So let's now shift from what we've done in the past to things that we could do in the near future. And this can include the things we've done in the past, like calling a friend, is something I would probably be ready to do in the middle of a family argument. Fortunately, I'm not going to be with an arguing family this year. But let's think about that. List ways, and if you would, put them in the chat in case you come up with ideas that the rest of us haven't. And then we'll sort of make our own list at the end with things that we'd like to have handy. But we'll make a list and then just keep it with us. Stick it on the fridge or in your back pocket, or memorize it if you're good at that. And then you'll have it ready for when challenges come up. You know, maybe the challenge is being alone, or the challenge is memories that come up at this time of year. You know, what are things that you can do? List ways that you can take care of your body, that you can take care of your emotional needs, and that you can stay connected. And as specifically as you'd like. And I'll go through what pops up in the chat when we're finished so that I'm not interrupting your trains of thought. So I started with do breathe and relax breaths when I feel emotions rising. Do you remember that technique where you breathe in and then you notice a relaxation as you breathe out? Where I am going in Tucson, Anna has a jacuzzi. So using that every morning, or maybe not every, but morning or evening before or after the hecticness of the day, I think will be good. Being aware of what I'm eating and making choices about it. So if I want to indulge or overindulge, that's fine, so long as I'm making a decision to do it and don't discover later in the evening that I've just been shoving food in my face all day. That's something I tend to do. Acknowledge emotions and challenges. Don't pretend they aren't there. Don't try to hide them. I originally had put express emotions, and I think that's important, but of course that would have to be done in a place or way that is appropriate to your situation, but not denying the presence of challenges. Find things to enjoy, and taking time to myself. Those are some things that are important to me. And then Deborah says, walk and do light yoga. Sing with others over Zoom. That's great. Oh, you know what? See, this is reminding me of things. I'm going to put, do a cousin Zoom meeting. I've got two cousins and my brother, and we get together every couple of months over Zoom. And enjoy that. Sing with others, share with others what is going on with my life. That's good. Meditate, of course. Try to let go of the fears as they come up instead of taking them on at the same time. Yeah, that's a good thing to remember. And along with that is patience with ourselves. I better add that too. Be patient with myself. Deal with life one day at a time, absolutely, and smile. Yes. Those are some excellent things there. Anything else you want to add? Of course, you can continue to add to your list as things come to your mind. Limit or skip the news. Yes. Yeah, we all agree with that one. Good. There's actually something on, I think it's called like the Good News Network or something, although that sounds really religious and this isn't religious, but I get forwards from time to time from a friend There's a website that just has good news from around the world. And it can be a nice change to see some good news. How about playing with a cat or a puppy? Pets and animals and wildlife. So what I'm going to recommend is that you think about, or maybe you've thought about it enough, but you take these lists and these suggestions. If you want to save the chat so that you can refer back to that, you can do that. You click the little three buttons at the bottom of the chat window and it gives you an opportunity to save the chat. And then come up with some things that you think are going to be suitable for you and doable. So don't take on, like, don't put on your list, don't get stressed, you know. But things that you know that you'll be able to do, and make a list and have that list available so that when times get challenging, you can look at the list and remember, oh, you know, I can listen to some music. There's one. Or, oh, I can do whatever. I can go hide in a book for a while. And then you'll have that right there. And you'll also have the memory that you've done this in the past. You can do it again. It doesn't matter if it feels like everything is going wrong. These are some things you can do in the midst of everything going wrong. You know, we're in the middle of COVID. We're gonna this, we're gonna that, this is happening. All these horrible things are happening. That does not prevent me from going for a walk, right? We still have volition. We can still do things to keep ourselves mentally and physically healthy and emotionally healthy. So that is my suggestion. Any thoughts or questions or comments to add to that, or ideas that you have in addition to getting through the season, thriving through the season?